Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Emor, we're going to have seven Divrei Torah. There are two major themes in Parshas Emor. The Parsha starts out talking all about various aspects of Kahuna, being a priest, being a Kohen, the laws, halachas of a Kohen Gadol, the Truma that is given to the Kohanim, and the like. And the next theme, towards the end of the Parsha, talks all about the Chagim, about the holidays, the Shalosh Regalim, and the like. So we will touch, Amir Tzashem, on both of those. We're going to start towards the beginning of the Parsha. We are in Perek Chaf Alef, Pasuk Dalet, talking about a Kohen who is not permitted to become Tameh. And in Pasuk Dalet, it talks about a Kohen who has a husband to someone who he was not permitted to marry, but he married her nonetheless, that if she passes away, he's not permitted to go to her funeral. One of the prohibitions on a Kohen is not becoming tami, not becoming contaminated. And the Pasuk says as follows, Lo yitame baal be'amav lehechalo. In the English, a husband among his people shall not contaminate himself to one who desecrates him. That is the English. And Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tam Vadas uses that as a drasha to say an important message for those who are involved in Kiruv work, those who reach out to others who are not affiliated to Torah. And he says as follows, that there are these people, there are people who are involved in Kiruv Rechabkim, and they say because they're involved in such an important effort to bring closer, to bring back people who have no connection to Judaism, they say that anything goes, whatever is necessary in order to bring those people who are distant, to bring them back, that's necessary, even if it means being involved in Isurim, in being involved in promiscuity, going to bars. He doesn't say that explicitly, but it says, in general, being involved in activities that you think that you will be effective by lowering yourself to go to their standards. And they say that this is permitted, with the ends justify the means, and we're going to increase those, bring back those who are going to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. And he says, the IMS, ki lo be'ele chafetz Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to compromise on the halachas of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to stay who we are, to adhere to our ethics, to adhere to the requirements of the Torah, and to not change whatsoever because we feel we are involved in the pursuit of something that is a mitzvah. And Einachanami, it's true that being involved in Kiruv Rechokim is an absolutely tremendous mitzvah, but we should not use that as, maybe some use it as an excuse. That's not really what he's saying, but we should not use that as an opportunity to be flexible, or to believe in earnestness that we need to be flexible in order to accomplish that job. That is not acceptable whatsoever. And he says the remez is in our pasuk, lo yitama baal be'amav. Don't be metame you yourself when you're involved be'amav, when you're involved in others who are in need because they are distant. But nonetheless, lo yitama, don't be metame yourself, don't lehechalo, to profane yourself. That is indeed problematic because you may think that you're doing only something external, going through the actions of being involved in those activities and those isurin, those prohibitions, but truth be told, it definitively has an impact on who we are and our pnimius. It has an impact on our ruchnius, absolutely. What we do on the outside impacts the inside, and even though somebody is involved in a mitzvah, we cannot compromise whatsoever. We have to maintain who we are, and that applies not only those who are involved in Kiruv Rechokim, but those who are involved in other endeavors. It could be whatever endeavor. In any activity, somebody is involved in the workplace, or extracurricular activities, or company parties, or whatever it may be. We have to maintain our standards and the standards of the Torah, and not be flexible because we are in a different environment. We are now moving forward to number two, also from the Tam Vadas, Rav Moshe Sternbach. In Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Vavik says, Kadoshim Yula Lakechem, V'lo Yechalelu Shem Elokechem, talking about the Kohanim. Kadoshim Yu, you have to be sanctified and holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't profane yourselves. And Rav Moshe Sternbach says that it seems to be that this Pasuk is out of order. Why don't we first tell the Kohanim, don't profane yourselves? In other words, don't go negative. You have to maintain your standards. And even more than that, don't only maintain your standards, don't profane yourself, but in addition, you have to build yourselves into something positive. You have to be kadosh. You have to be sanctified. Why does it start on the holier thing, kadoshim yu, and then it goes to the less impactful thing of don't profane yourselves? And he answers it as follows, that truth be told, the pasuk obviously is in the correct order. And he answered it based on a halacha in the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, who says as follows in defining what a chilul Hashem as it applies to somebody who is viewed by others as great, somebody who is looked up to, is not only if the individual does aveiras, even if the person doesn't do an aveira, something that's not prohibited by the Torah, but he does something that people look askance at. And they say, why is somebody of that stature, somebody of that greatness involved in something of that nature that's below him, that's not proper? He shouldn't be involved in such a thing. That is a chil Hashem, even though it's not prohibited by the Torah. And an individual like that, he has to be extra careful. He's not only required to adhere to the deen, the requirements of the Torah, but he has to be lifnei mishuras hadin. He has to exceed what is required by the Torah, because there is an absolutely higher standard for that individual in order to avoid a chilul Hashem, in order to make a kiddush Hashem. So we see here that the standards are subjective based on the individual, and the standard may require the individual to do things that are not required by the Torah, to adhere to standards that are not required by the Torah, because that person is on a higher standard as viewed by other people. And the same thing applies to Kohanim. Here the Torah is telling the Kohanim, know who you are. That's what our Pasuk says, Kedoshim you, Kohanim. You are the ones who are doing the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. People look up to you. You have very high standards, very high responsibilities. And that's why the Torah is telling them, know who you are, know your responsibilities, and thereafterward, ulachar shiit kishu, after you know who you are and what standard you have to adhere to, then it says, lo yechalul shem elokechem, based on your higher standard, your higher responsibilities and obligations, make sure you adhere to that. And even though other people, when they profane themselves, that may mean doing really terrible things, but when it comes to a kohen, even a small infraction is going to be a huge responsibility because of the first part of the pasuk, kedoshim yiyu. Know who you are, know your responsibilities, they're on a very high level, and accordingly, don't even veer to do things that aren't required by the Torah. You have higher responsibilities and have to act lifnim mishuras hadin. And as Rav Moshe Sternbach, from here we teach, the B'nai Torah, those who are learning in yeshivas, those who are wearing yarmulkes in a secular place, they have a higher standard as well. Ki kedoshim hem. They are viewed nowadays in place of the kohanim, because we don't have the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, but anyone who is involved and they have the yarmulke and others don't, they're in the secular workplace. Or if you are in a society and you're wearing a hat, you're wearing a yarmulke, whatever it may be, that you are now designated and viewed as somebody who is religious, we have a higher standard. And it means we have to do things that are lifnim mishuras hadin, kedoshim yiyu. We have to be holy, and we have to maintain the standards, and we have to care about what people are looking at. Appearances matter, and even if something is not restricted, prohibited by the Torah, but people will look at it negatively if we do it, it cannot be done. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. We are in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Ches, and it says, V'kidashto, ki eshlechem elokecha umakriv. This is the obligation of kidashto, that non-Kohanim have to show kedusha. They have to sanctify, they have to act in a proper way. They have to raise up to the Kohanim. They have to treat them with dignity and respect and kedusha. They have to give them the proper respect necessary for the Kohanim of their stature. So it says, "Avikidashta ki Hashem lechem alachechum akriv kodesh yelecha ki kodesh ani mekadishchem, because you are holy and I am the one who sanctifies you." Now the Sefer HaBris points out interestingly, we have an obligation to be mekadesh the Kohanim. We have to give them the truma. We have to give them the first aliyah. When somebody has the bench in the shul at Shalosh Shudis, we give it to the Kohen. All of these are falling under the obligation, the mitzvah of kidashta. But what's interesting is when we look closely at the pasuk, that we vikidashta ki eshlechem elokechem akriv, ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadishchem. It doesn't say ki kadosh ani mekadisho, that I am God who is mekadish, sanctifies the Kohen, I sanctify him, but it says I sanctify you, ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadishchem. I am Mekadesh, not only the Kohanim, but everyone in Klal Yisrael as well. What's going on here? So says the Sefer HaBris beautifully. It's coming to teach us that when Yisraelim, when we Mekadesh the Kohanim, when we show proper dignity and respect to the Kohanim, the impact isn't only on the Kohanim that the Kohanim are sanctified by us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you sanctify the Kohanim, I will sanctify you as well. Talking about the non-Kohanim, not only the Kohanim, but the non-Kohanim as well. When we act with dignity to the Kohanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're fulfilling the imperative of being Mekadosh to Kohanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, I am Mekadosh you as well. And I think this is a very beautiful message that when we treat people with dignity, here it's talking about the Kohanim, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am going to imbue you with Kadosha as well. When we treat people with dignity, that doesn't take away from us. That indeed increases the dignity of ourselves. That's what we say in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Mechubad. Who is somebody who has kavod, who is a dignified person, a respectable person? HaMechabed et HaBrios. That's somebody who shows respect to other people. It's not only that we're giving them respect, but when we act respectfully to other people, indeed, that increases who we are, that increases the dignity who we are as well. We are now moving forward to number four. We're moving forward to the second part of the parsha, talking about the Chagim, and it says as follows in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh, Elehem Moadai. When you call forth, Asher Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh, those when you call them, literally when you call these the holidays, talking about the holidays, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, those are my holidays. So the Sforno says as follows, Kim Tikru Osam Mikrei Kodesh, what does that mean? When you call the Chagim Mikrei Kodesh, when Klal Yisrael, when it comes to the Chagim, the Shalosh Regablim, when it comes to Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos coming up, when we are involved in Iskei Kodesh, when we are involved in Kedusha, sanctity, holy things, V'yismachu Yisrael Biboram, and we are happy, and we are having a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so when Asher Tikru Asam Yikrei Kodesh, when we are treating the holidays correctly, accordingly, they are called Moadai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, those are the holidays that I desire. That's what I'm looking for. That's a Chag. On the other hand, if people are simply involved in Chayei Shag, they're simply involved in extravagances, they're simply involved in Gashmias, they're simply involved in 18-course meals, and it's all about the food and the wine and the drink, and it's about the bodies as opposed to the soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a moed. That's not a chag. That's not Elohim Moadai. That's not my holiday. But rather, that is Ki'i Moadechem. That's your holiday. You're celebrating. You're having a great time. But that's not what the Chagim is about. The Chagim is about having Gashmias, yes, to assist and facilitate the Ruchnias. But simply to focus on the Gashmias, and that's it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that's not for me. That's not Elohim Moadai. That's not my holiday. That's Elohim Moadechem. That is your holidays. And continuing somewhat along the same line, but not exactly, same Pasuk. This is Dvar Torah number 5. Moadei Hashem Asher Tikru Asam Yikrei Kodesh Elohim Moadai. So the Zohar tells us as follows, that when it comes specifically to Chagim, when it comes to the holidays, if somebody has a holidays without the anim, without somebody needy, and it doesn't have to be financially needy, it could be emotionally needy or socially needy at their table, somebody who would be eating alone at home, whatever it may be, when you have people at your table for the Chagim, that is a Chag. Otherwise, it's not a chag. That's perish chagechem. That is a terrible thing. The garbage of your holidays. That's not what it's about. Now, the Zohar says that applies specifically about the yontifs, chagim, moed, the moadim, but not about Shabbos. We have a distinction between yontifs and Shabbos. Shabbos is something else. Shabbos isn't about simcha. It's about oneg Shabbos. But the real simcha, chagim, that we have to especially have guests over, that's talking about the moadim, the holidays. And based on that, based on that background, the Baal HaTanya says as follows. There's a quote from the Gemara, a halachic quote, but we're going to use it for something else. The quote is as follows. Ein ben yontav l'shabbos ela ochel nevesh bilvad. When it comes to the halachas of Shabbos and yontav, there is no difference between Shabbos and yontav except ochel nefesh bilvad. Ochel nefesh bilvad, the only thing. Bilvad meaning only. The only difference is that when it comes to yontav, you can cook. Yontav, you can cook. You have to leave the fire on before yontav, but we can cook. But on Shabbos, you cannot cook at all. That's the phrase that is brought in the Gemara. And the Baal HaTanya says, not exactly based on that, he uses that phrase as follows, as a drasha on that phrase. He says, when it comes to yontav, Asur lechol levado. It is prohibited to eat by yourselves without having anim at your table. So you're not allowed to have your own meal, a lavish meal together, but by yourselves, just the family, without inviting people who should be at your table. So that's what he says. Ein binyan to l'shabbos ela ochel nefesh levado. When you have ochel nefesh by yourself, that's the difference between Shabbos. This halacha doesn't apply to Shabbos, it applies to yontif. When you're eating your yontif meal by yourself without inviting people, that's not a good thing. And that's what this pasuk is saying us. Zishamar kasuv moadei Hashem nikru. When it says in the pasuk, what is moadei Hashem? These are my chagim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says asher nikru rak az. Asher tikru osam. Let's look at the pasuk. Modei Hashem. These are my holidays. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, asher tikru osam. When you call out to others, invite them to your meal, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Elu hem moadai. Those are my holidays. So once again, Modei Hashem. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's a moed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, asher tikru osam. When you call out to others, invite others, that is mikrei kodesh. That is a holy meal. Elu hem moadai. Those are my holidays as well. But when you don't have those people at your table, those are no longer my moadim. That's for you. That's for you to enjoy, but that's not for me. That is the explanation of the Noam Megadim. We are now moving forward to Perek Chaf Gimel, the same Perek, Pasuk Tesvav, talking about the Sfiras HaOmer. The Sfiras HaOmer from right after the first day of Pesach, second day of Pesach, that is the day that of the Ketzira, when the barley is being harvested in the fields. And we count all the way up Sheva, Shabbosos, Temimos, as it says in the Pasuk, Sfartem Lachem Imacharas, HaShabbat, for the second day, the, right after the first day of Pesach, Sheva, Shabbosos, Temimos, Tiena, we're counting 7 full weeks, all the way up till Shavuos. And what's the concept here? So the concept is, when you're excited about something, you count, you look forward to it. Only one day, 2 days, 3 days, how many weeks have passed? How many weeks to come? How much longer do I need to wait? We are counting up to Kabbalah Satorah, and that's the excitement of the counting, going higher and higher, looking forward to that event that we so look forward to. Now, an interesting point here, the Maharal Mikrag, he says as follows. If you look at these psukim, if you look at this pasuk, pasuk chav gimel, pasuk tesvav, v'sratel lachem imachar ha-shabbat shabbos, abot timimos timima, v'machar ha-shabbos, says the Maharal Mipraag as follows. What are we counting between? We are counting from, this is the Sfiras HaOmer, up until Kabbalah Satorah. It starts on the day that we are harvesting the barley. This is the new barley. This is the new grain. And that is what triggers the obligation to count the Sfiras HaOmer. It's from the grain. The grain, that's our parnasa. That is what we need. That's what we need to eat. Why are we counting from the harvesting of the barley, counting up to Matan Torah? Why is that something that is significant, that is going to begin our whole count going up to Kabbalah Satorah 49 plus 1, 50 days later? So he says as follows, it's a remiss. It's a hint to what Chazal tell us, Im ein kemach, ein Torah. If you don't have kemach, literally, if you don't have flour, you don't have Torah. And if you don't have Torah, you don't have flour. In other words, we need the Ketzirah Sa'omer. We need a Parnasa. We need the flour at the beginning. We need the barley at the beginning. That is a critical component, ingredient for our Kabbalah Satorah. Because if we don't have kemach, if you don't have flat flour, you can't have Torah at the end. And if you don't have Torah at the end, this kemach is useless as well. So that's the link between the Sfiras HaOmer, starting at the Ketzirah, the harvesting, and counting all the way up to Matan Torah, because he made kemach ain Torah. We are now moving forward to number 7. Number 7, we are in Perek Chav Zayin, Chav Gimel, excuse me, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. This is the Mesha Chachma, and the Pesukim say as follows, back to back, Ukratem, Be'etzam Ayom Hazem Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, this is the day, this is Shavuos, Uvekutzrechem Es Ketzir Artzachem Lotech. That's the next Pasuk, talking about when you're harvesting your field, and it's talking about the various matanas, the gifts that you leave for the poor. For example, when you harvest your field, leave the corner. Don't take the corner to pay off. Leave that for the poor. When you forget the gleaning, is it dropped from you? Leave that for the poor. Leket, shicha, pay off. There are various gifts that are left for the anim. So why do we have these two psukim back to back? We have Shavuos, and then immediately we have a discussion of taking care of the needy. Those are impoverished. We have the responsibility to supplying their needs. So says the Meshech Chokma beautifully, a very important yesod, as we are counting the Sriyas of Omer right now, going all the way up to Shavuos, we have to know, says the Meshech Chokma, that when it comes to Shavuos, we are not only celebrating the chukim in the Torah. Those are the requirements of the Torah, the halachas, that we would not have if we didn't have the Torah. We would never have shatness. We would never have a lot of mitzvahs that if we didn't have the Torah, we wouldn't think to do it, because it's not less necessarily rational. We wouldn't say, oh, I want to keep shatness. I want to keep kashrus. There are various halachas that we just wouldn't do without the Torah. And the Torah, he's saying, is yes, the Torah is about that. Shavuos is celebrating those mitzvahs, but not only those mitzvahs. It's critical to know that Shavuos is also about the mitzvahs that we think we would have kept anyway. For example, take care of the needy, take care of the poor, give tzedakah, take care of the almana. We have all of these mitzvahs that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, and we have to realize and acknowledge and be thankful that we have these mitzvahs because the Torah obligates us to do the mitzvahs. Because, says the Meshech Chokma, if you look around, experience tells that although people think that we'd have these mitzvahs, they would take care of the poor, the needy, and the like, even without the Torah, but when people are left to their own ethical views and being guided by what they feel is proper, ethical, and required, unfortunately, oftentimes we see throughout history that people go off track, either because of their personal needs or their selfishness, or a nation that goes off track because of their own needs, desires, their taivas, and the like. And without a Torah, even the mitzvahs that are sichlius, that otherwise should make sense to us, unfortunately, they get pushed aside and are not done. So we have to realize it, that when it comes to Shavuos, we are celebrating not only the chukim, the mitzvahs, the obligations that we certainly wouldn't have done without the Torah, but we have to celebrate even the ones that we think we would have done, even if we didn't have the Torah. Truth be told, we wouldn't have done it. But even if we would, the Torah is about all of these mitzvahs. And accordingly, it says, Rak mishum shani Hashem Elokeichem, as it says in the passage, because I am your God, tishmuru gam et mitzvahs, shem lo aniv lagel. We have to be doing those mitzvahs because we are obligated to do those mitzvahs by the Torah. Even the mitzvahs that are sichlios, it's incumbent upon us to do those, not because we would have thought about it, not because we think we would have done it, but because the Torah tells us to do it. And accordingly, when it comes to Kabbalah Satora, when it becomes to Shavuos, we have to be Mekayim, we have to fulfill, we have to celebrate all of the mitzvahs. That's why it says, Ubekutrachem et Ketzir Atzachem, when you are harvesting, Shechein Ilule Kabbalah Satora, the Ha'isim Shomri Masan, because we have to know that if it weren't the Kabbalah Satora, truth be told, we would not be leaving these matanas for the aniyim. We wouldn't leave the peya, the side, the corner, the gleanings that fell, etc. It's because of the Torah we have these mitzvahs. It's because of the Torah we celebrate these mitzvahs. Because of the Torah we do these mitzvahs. And that is what Shavuos is all about. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.